Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. What happens next with Liverpool and Virgil van Dijk? By Ollie Emerson. In a summer filled with ITKs, unconfirmed reports, and general nonsense, concrete news is always appreciated. Concrete news is even more appreciated when it's positive for your interests, something Liverpool fans had yesterday, as news broke of Virgil van Dijk handing an official transfer request into Southampton. Yes, Southampton had known of his desire to leave. So had Liverpool. So had Chelsea. You knew, I knew. The bloke down the pub knew. But this is certainly a development. Van Dijk has waived his loyalty bonus, ironically associated with not handing in a transfer request before you leave a club, rather than a fee being paid for staying at a club over a period of time. If Southampton's resistance was slowly tugging away from their core, it may be about to snap. What now, though? It's not as simple as Southampton coming running to Liverpool and Van Dijk leaning in a Melwood corridor come Tuesday. Liverpool have to ease their way in carefully, especially after what happened earlier in the summer. Chelsea are sniffing around, but the Dutchman's intentions are clear. He wants Liverpool, and despite many Saints fans not being happy about it, it looks like Merseyside is where he'll end up. Depending on who you believe, the clubs have been in constant communication, even since the apology. It would make sense. Liverpool and Southampton have become something of a buying-selling couple in recent years. When a couple has an argument and one of them is kicked out, they don't stop speaking completely, even if that is what they tell their friends. What that doesn't mean, though, is that negotiations are finalised. Southampton will have likely told Liverpool that they'll only negotiate once relations between the player and club, plus the fans, reaches breaking point, as it looks to have done on Monday. Even then, there will be a serious fee to pay. Chelsea are lagging behind in the race, but do have the financial power to attempt a gazumping of Liverpool. The Reds need to act respectfully and quickly in order to get the man that they've chased so hard this summer. Speculating on what happens next, it'd be fair to imagine that Liverpool will have to make the first move to finalise a deal. Southampton will have seen the request coming, but they'll still be reeling and battling to make sure that they come out on top in the PR stakes. Reports of rejected Liverpool bids wouldn't be a surprise. The two clubs may well agree a price, but it looks a little better for Southampton if they make it known that they didn't accept the first offer that they got. After rejecting two bids, the club felt that Liverpool's third offer made most sense on footballing and a financial level for the club. This sounds better on Southampton's website than simply stating that they'd agreed a fee. Either way, you'd expect rapid progress to be made. If not, there is definitely justifiable reason to question what exactly Liverpool's transfer operatives have been up to this summer. A defender who rarely lets the opposition in, Virgil van Dijk, has given Liverpool an opening. The Reds must hammer home their advantage and take it. And this piece from Ollie is obviously as cutting edge, right on the money, current news as we can get to you as things stand. There is, I think, as Ollie suggests here, likely to be quite a bit of a tug of war sort of situation here, quite a lot of PR malarkey to be played out in whatever form that will take. It will probably be deeply unpleasant and probably quite tense for Liverpool fans. We can only hope that there's a positive ending to it, however. And I do actually, like I said, in a post-article narration yesterday, I really am becoming very much of the belief that this kind of needs to happen to give any sort of a rubber stamp to the summer as a whole. And again, as I said yesterday and the day before and the day before, and I'll say until this window is closed, there needs to be more than just Virgil van Dijk coming in to Liverpool Football Club. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.